This is Andrew Wood with Hope Resource Center. Thank you so much for listening. You can learn more about Hope at investinghope.com. You can listen to this show, of course, live, Joy 620, or you can find it on the podcast over at our website, investinghope.com, also on iTunes, Podbeam, TuneIn app. You can find it wherever podcasts are found, and we certainly appreciate you listening, subscribing, and commenting as you do. So we're going to talk about little Alfie Evans out of Britain, and that was a case of a few weeks ago where parents were trying to get another doctor to look at their child, that their toddler had a rare diagnosis, and the hospital there in Britain, the courts, the government, everyone said, nope, this child needs to be pulled. Take a look at the child. They had a air evac helicopter ready to take the child, and the courts and the government there in Britain said no.
Compassion and recognize we're not in that person's shoes. We need to have respect for the life that they're trying to preserve, and we need to step in and be the people who can help provide the resources that women need and be with them to walk that journey with them.
Well, and I was saying before you came on that hearing the stories of a dad giving mouth to mouth to his son because the no one will step in is maybe the most heartbreaking thing I've ever heard when he's in the hospital. Like he should not have to be the one giving mouth to mouth, but he's fighting for his child's life and doing everything he can legally to do that without going the way of John Q, the old movie that, from a few years back where you take the whole hospital hostage, you know, to fight for your child. And no one wants to see that happen either. And so it's a really interesting place that we find ourselves where we're even in, you know, if you were following along on Twitter and reading blogs, people on the left and the right, there were many on the left who normally would not stand with us, who were going, okay, I'm pro-choice, but this even crosses a line for me, which I think says a lot about and hopefully makes a lot of people reflect.
It may sound like a good thing, and it may sound like, okay, we're going to keep everything streamlined, we're going to have systems in place, but then to have the honesty to be able to look at that and say, okay, we've seen this play out at least twice now in the UK with Charlie Gard and Alfie Evans, just an isolated case, and I've seen people who are upset at groups in the U.S. that are saying, okay, this is why we need to advocate for parental rights, this is why the conservative position on medicine and who should be in charge of that is best. They look at that and they're like, okay, you're being so opportunistic,
right,
jumping on this poor boy case. But at the same time, that is a very real warning. And if we are rightfully so outraged about that, then we do need to look at those policies and those ideas that are impacting where we're headed as a nation as well.
Yeah. And we'll talk more on the other side of the break, but it is very important that we have these conversations because these are just two cases that we've heard about. There's no telling how many cases that haven't made the news because of one reason or the other. So these are very important conversations to have. We'll be back in a second with Marcy Little. Today we're joined by a friend of mine and a pro-life advocate and someone that is doing everything she can to stand for life. And so, Marcy, as we continue the conversation and we look at socialized medicine across the world, and then we look at our own country and conversations about the same thing, and we have to at some point, and I think many of us are, in conversations on the issue of abortion and life.
Yeah, I think it's important for that reason. It puts the issue in front of people, something I often think of decades now, and for people, I'm getting close to 30, and for people my age or a little bit older or younger, it's like, it's just always been a matter of fact. Like, we've always had legal abortion, and I think that can feel overwhelming, like, well, what can we actually do about this issue? So I think and sometimes it just gets pushed to the back burner, and we don't think about it. So I think one positive thing from this legislation, even though, you know, in states all over the country, it gets caught up in the court system, I think it positive for that aspect, that at least it gets people talking. I think it's also strategic political important factor is if Roe v. Wade is overturned, then that is going to put the decision back on the states. So if you already have legislation that's been through the state legislature, that politically, but also, yeah, it keeps it in the forefront of people's minds.
Yeah, and I don't know if enough people on both sides understand that when patients come to Hope after going to an abortion clinic, and then they go back to that abortion clinic, and the abortion clinic says, oh, you're still going to have an ultrasound here. We know that you already had one, but you need to pay for one here before we can provide you with an abortion. And again, it's making money off of these patients. It's not about helping. It's not about women's health. It's just about, you know, that bottom line and their budgets. And that's the concerning part for me is the pregnancy center movement. I mean, we're obviously not driven by money. I mean, our budgets all combined are less than the largest abortion clinic in this country. And so even though there's, you know, 2,500, some people say 3,000 budgets and even way under, you know, 250,000 or even under that. And so doing everything we can to serve the patients that walk in our doors, read some of your writings or maybe hear you speak in the coming days. We'll be back in a sec. We go from glory to glory to glory.